Thank you. Okay, morning everyone. Can we please settle down? We are about to start the meeting. Morning members. My name is Chileke Amadubela. I was born in the Eastern Cape. I'm the committee secretary for this portfolio committee, and welcome to the first meeting of the portfolio committee on environmental affairs, forestry and fisheries. Members, before I go to the election of the chairperson, I need members to introduce themselves so that I know that the correct members are in attendance. I will start from this side. Mr. Carson?
Member of this committee. Thanks.
My name is Nazir Paulson, and I'm a member of the EFF Environmental, Forestry, and Fisheries.
Member of this committee.
Your microphone, Mr. Olomisa.
Bantu Olomisa, representing UTM. I'm a member in this committee.
Thank you. I'm Pick May, but I'm not a member of this committee.
I'm Thembela Mthuna, a member of this committee.
Morning, everyone. My name is Ngabisa Kanjo, representing ANC. I'm a member of this committee.
Morning. My name is Simtu Mbata. I'm the member of this committee from the ANC. Thank you.
Morning, everyone. My name is Anneli Weber. I am a member of this committee, and I'm from the Democratic Alliance.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Hannah Shamima Winkler. I'm a member of this committee and from the DA, and I'm here to represent for the environmentalists out there.
Good morning, everyone. My name is James Lorimer. I'm a member of the committee from the DA.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Mpho Tongwane from the ANC, a member of this committee.
Good morning, members. My name is Ndumiso Kapa, usually Ndumiso 118, alternate member of this committee from the ANC.
My name is Ntivi Mutise. I represent the ANC in this committee.
Thank you very much, members, for those introductions. Okay, members, the purpose of today's meeting is to elect the committee chairperson. Rule 158 of the National Assembly requires that before the committee can be constituted, then we need to elect the chairperson. So the process that we will follow is to, I will call for nomination, and then the person nominated needs to be seconded. And thereafter, I will ask the so nominated person if he's able to, if he's willing to accept the nomination. So I will go straight to that, members. Can I get the nominations, please? Yes, Mr. Modisa?
Thank you very much. I wish to nominate the Honorable Fikile Khasa to be the chairperson.
Thank you, Mr. Modise. Can I have a seconder? Your name again, ma'am?
Simtu Mbata. I second the nomination of Honorable Khasa.
Thank you, Mbata. Mr. Kassa, do you...
Wait, before that. Just for a letter, a clearance from the committee, labor clearance, are you cleared?
Okay. Okay. That was only a lighter note to all of you, sir.
I withdraw.
I accept the nomination. Well, it was withdrawn. I was going to say I am clear.
Thank you, Mr. Khasa. Members, are there any further nominations? None. Okay. Thank you, members. Mr. Khasa, you are now the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Environmental Affairs. Congratulations. You may now come and take your seat.
Well, thank you very much for the election. And so I'll take this opportunity to say, as indicated by the presiding officers, in particular the speaker, our task is to ensure that we represent the people in all processes that are taking place here. Lawmaking, oversight, and making sure that the executive is held to account and all institutions that work with it. The people of South Africa are free to participate in all processes that we are engaged in here. So basically, that's what we'll do. The National Assembly, and by extension this committee, will do exactly what is expected. I think everybody is aware that starting with the President, saying all political parties as well, we have been all over the country engaging communities, accounting, and they have raised issues with us. So I think what we need to do is to scrutinize the work of the executive as expected in terms of the constitution. And I think everything else will emanate from there. Now, I am informed that generally most of us here, we are new in this committee. That there was just one indication that there's one member who is not new. Well, I think that member knows himself who is not new. And I hope he's going to help all of us to get to what is expected. Now, in terms of the agenda, we are supposed to, in item two, consider the first term committee program. Which I believe we must be having copies of that. It is in the envelope that was circulated. Is missing in your envelope.
Thank you.
I hope everybody does have a copy, except me, I don't have a copy. But the item there is saying that's the program that we are proposing we should follow for this term. So I'll take any comments from members. If you propose that we accept it as it is, that will still be fine. Any hands?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think what we have here is parliamentary program. It's not the draft program that we're supposed to have.
Briefly, what we can say is that what we'll be starting with is budget review tomorrow, starting at 10. I think it is reflected in the parliamentary program. We want to do that tomorrow, which is Wednesday and Thursday. We must do everything that we are supposed to do between the 2 days. So the minister and her team will be presenting the APP tomorrow. They will be briefing us as a committee. I think that would be the first task that we'll be dealing with tomorrow and Thursday. I'm told the copy of this draft program for the committee, they have just missed it, putting it in the in this pack. So they are doing it there. But instead of just sitting here and not saying anything, I thought I should say immediately our task would be to deal with the annual performance plan of the department, starting with the briefing tomorrow, continuing on Thursday. I can say there are people who are keen to. Okay, Honorable Wilson.
Thank you, Chairperson, and congratulations. Chairperson, according to the memo there, that the portfolio committee's days to convene. Environmental Affairs, Forestry and Fisheries can convene on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesdays and Fridays. So I don't know how you can decide that we're going to meet tomorrow and Thursday.
No, it's because it's committee week this week. There is no sitting or whatever. It's committees are supposed to sit the whole of this week. So, but like I'm saying, we are members of the committee. We are proposing that we sit tomorrow. Unfortunately, we have invited the minister and team tomorrow and Thursday. But I hear you. I think we know that normally we meet Tuesdays and other days. Yes.
Congratulations, Chair, on your election. Do we have times that we're going to be meeting on Thursday? Just even if they're fairly rough, just to give us an idea.
In fact, I'm not keen to commit on some of this to normally would want to use both tomorrow and Thursday, full day, starting at 10 until 6. I'm just mentioning that because there are people who get transported both days. But now she is whispering something. That's why I'm saying I just want to say we'll use, but I think we'll formally communicate this properly so that we check what she's talking about. But it's tomorrow, 10 o'clock up to evening. The minister will be presenting, continuing. We would also want to minimize the costs of traveling. People coming from Pretoria to here. So they must do whatever they want to do and finish. If they finish tomorrow, it's fine. We'll see what we can do on Thursday. If they can't, then we proceed.
Okay. Thank you, Chair, and congratulations again. I just want to ask, so this week, because they are tabling that report, or presenting at least, it's going to be tomorrow and Thursday, but then going forward, our meetings will convene on a Tuesday and a Friday. Okay. And there's no room for negotiation on those days? So Tuesday and Wednesday, or will it have to be Tuesday and Friday, or Tuesday and Thursday?
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah. I think it will solely lie in the discretion of the committee. But I think cognizance must be given to the fact that there are members who serve in a variety of other committees. As a result, they might need to adjust to this proposed schedule, failure which it might compromise the work of other committees. For instance, I know that Honorable Kapa here serves in another committee. Now, we don't want to draft a program that clashes and compromises the work of the other committee. Perhaps we should therefore adjust the times and say we agree on a Tuesday and a Friday, but we'll consistently communicate different times. Thanks.
In fact, what makes the discussion difficult is when we don't have this draft. So I would suggest that let's postpone it for now. Let's know that we are meeting tomorrow and Thursday. Then once we have the draft program for the committee, we'll formally present it so that we can agree on it. Then we respond to some of the questions and whatever. So I would suggest let's not discuss now, because we are speculating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Can I ask where will be the venue of tomorrow's meeting? Thank you.
You're saying S35 in the NCOP, but an SMS will be sent to all members.
Thank you.
That should conclude the business for today. I know that they have not allowed everybody to congratulate me, so you can congratulate me in the foyer. The presentation for tomorrow, copies are being prepared. So So the secretary of the committee will arrange such that you get copies before the end of business today. Thanks. Okay.
Chairperson, can the official send us a soft copy? This is an environment portfolio committee, and we mustn't create too much waste.
Yes.
So if they send it in a soft copy, it's easier for us to go through it. Thank you. And we save the environment.
Noted, noted. The meeting is closed. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.